Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Self Care with Esther. Happy 2019. Let's dive right in. So I want to talk today about something that I've been working on pretty intensely that has helped my self-care practice immensely, and that is paying better attention to my thoughts. I think I've talked about this a little bit, but I really want to dive in today. I want to give a whole episode to this because I'm realizing the danger of letting your thoughts go wild without controlling, paying attention to, examining them, etc. So this may be a new concept for some of you, and for others, this may be something that you've been working on. If this is a new concept for you, I encourage you to stick with it for the end of this episode, to the end of this episode, because when I first was explained this, it did not really resonate at first. I didn't really think that my thoughts held that much power, and I didn't really get it. But I have since discovered that by paying better attention to my thoughts, I actually am doing myself a huge service instead of ignoring what's happening. So I just encourage you, if any of this doesn't feel like it fits, to just kind of push through a little bit, any discomfort, any resistance you're feeling, and just pay attention to it. So here's why thoughts are often problematic. Unexamined thoughts actually hold a ton of power over us. If you're not looking at what's coming through your head and what you're thinking, you can have a day that is ruined. You can become a victim. You can stay in victim mode. You can be completely wrong. Your thoughts are not always right. In fact, your thoughts are often not right. They're often not true, and they can be incredibly destructive and not very affirming, self-affirming, life-affirming, etc. So I just encourage you to really start paying attention. Now, great, Esther, what does that even mean? So let me start us off. Have you ever been in a space where you are actually by yourself, you're having a great day, and then suddenly you're in a bad mood? If you've ever had that, there's nothing that's happened around you that has caused that necessarily. It's probably what just went through your head, came and went. But when you let a thought come and go without looking at what it was, it ends up affecting us often physically. And if you're somebody who is wanting to take care of your health, your self-care practice, it's important that we look at what is affecting our moods, our physical health, etc. So the first thing to think about is, if you don't know how to even start, sometimes before we can even think about what our thought was, is you have to pay attention to your body. What does your body feel right now? If your body suddenly feels clammy, prickles under your armpits, that's a big one in my family. Perhaps you feel you're a little red-faced, your heart starts pumping really fast, you feel anxious, sad, any of these things, when minutes to seconds before you were feeling fine, it probably means that a thought just passed unexamined and took hold, took root in your body. Okay? So that's sometimes the first clue. And for me, somebody who's been working on this for a couple of months now, so not even years, just a couple of months, still, it's the first indicator for me that something's wrong. It's not the thought itself, because I don't get to the thought first. It's still my body. Another thing can be a thought that I say over and over. That's sort of my touchstone as, oops, okay, something's going on. My thought that is usually a trigger word for me to pay attention is, I just can't. I'm so done right now. If I'm saying I'm so done right now, or I can't, I really need to pay attention to the thought that just came up in my head. Because even if somebody else has said something to me that I'm not okay with, the thought that I had associated with that is usually the thing that pushes me over the edge. But if I'm not looking at that, then I'm going to just continue into this victim-y, upset mode. Okay? So I encourage you to ask people, but also pay attention to yourself. So ask people if there is something that they tend to notice you say whenever you're done. Oh, that's my other one. I'm so done. Okay? So these are those things. Those are the trigger words that for me are like, ooh, pay attention, what's going on? Or I start to notice in my body. Now, you're a human being on this earth. I promise you, this week alone, you will have multiple moments when you are upset, where something changed, when suddenly you went from being happy to upset. And so you have ample experiences that'll happen this week to practice and look at what's going on. So that's the first thing. The first thing is paying attention to when your body changes and to when, if you have certain words that are an indication like, ooh, something just passed through my head. The next thing is asking yourself, what was I thinking? What was the thought? Now, this is oddly rather hard. And when I've had people do this with me, and for instance, my therapist will say, well, what was your thought just now? I have to admit, it's not a muscle that I've used very much. And so sometimes I have a hard time bringing that thought up. So I just want to say that just in case you're someone who's like, I'm really having a hard time. I know that I'm upset or something just made me upset, but I don't really know what I was thinking. That's okay. This takes a little bit. For some of you, you may have no problem. Your thought comes right up. You're like, oh, I knew exactly what I was thinking. And I say, lucky you, great, because you've got halfway there. But if you have a hard time, I get it. It takes a while. It's a muscle you're not used to using. Just start paying attention. And then for me, the next step is writing down the thought. Because I'm a very visual person, I like to put pen to paper. I need to be able to see what my thought was. So I'm going to give you an example of what happened with me the other day. And if this is helpful to you, fantastic. So the other day, it was a Monday, I'm already kind of grumpy, but there's nothing that's necessarily happened. I got an email, and with the email, I just was frustrated. There was responsibility that I had to take. There was things I had to do, and I didn't want to do any of it. Okay? So instead of, just quieting my thoughts and getting to it, I started to go in my head on the hamster wheel with so many thoughts. But because I could feel myself getting flushed, prickles under my armpits, starting to feel a little blah, I was like, oh, this was my homework. My homework this week was to write down what my thoughts were. And so suddenly, I was very much more present in my thoughts. And what I wrote down was, I don't have time for this. This is not my responsibility. And I feel like I'm being ambushed. So then I looked at those three things that I wrote, and I decided to look at whether or not they were actually true, if there was any truth to them, and sort of go from there. So the first one was, I don't have time for this. Was that true? No, I actually had time for it. I actually had plenty of time for it. And instead of feeling like the child that was scolded, like, you have plenty of time for this, I was kind to myself. I was like, okay. So it actually isn't something that's impossible. You could do it. And then the next thing, what did I say it was? The next thing was, this isn't my responsibility. Was it not? So I looked at the email. Was that not my responsibility? No, it was also my responsibility. So I took some ownership in that. I sort of remembered what my role was. I remembered what my title was, what I get paid to do, all these things. And I was like, yeah, this actually is my responsibility. And the third thing, I'm going to get ambushed. Now, did I know whether or not I was going to get ambushed at that point? I did not. So that was a projection. And the word ambush is something that in me makes me suddenly quite anxious. So by looking at what I wrote and seeing a little bit of my paranoia, I was able to talk some sense into myself. And also be a little smarter about a timeline. There's something in me, and it's something I'm working on, where if somebody asks something of me, I feel like I need to do this task immediately, right now. And that's where the anxiety comes in. The email, nowhere did it state, Esther, this needs to be done immediately. What's wrong with you? You have plenty of, there was nothing like that. It was just something about a Monday morning, feeling a little overwhelmed in the morning, not having coffee yet, all these things that made that email feel a little more intense than it actually was. When I was able to look at my words, break it down, decide what was actually true and what was not, I realized that A, I'm very capable. B, I wasn't projecting that I'm going to get ambushed probably isn't going to help me in a situation anyway, and may not even be true. So I'm worrying over something that hasn't even happened yet, and I'm feeling incredibly stressed. So this was such a good exercise for me, and I started doing it for the rest of the week. And this was something I did. I would put it in my phone. I didn't always have a notebook. And then I was able to look at my thoughts through the course of the week. And I'm going to tell you, people, they were a little strange. I couldn't believe some of the things I actually had been... I keep saying actually. That must be so annoying for you all. Let me try to find another word. Synonym. Can't find it. Anyway, it really made me realize that until I was able to see, you caught me there, didn't you? Until I was able to see the words that I was thinking, it was not going to, it didn't hold as much power. Because suddenly I had my words on my phone, I'm looking at what I'm thinking, and they don't hold any power anymore because they're not true. Right? And I was able to get through the thing that scared me and it was fine. Now, this isn't always going to be the case. This was a small example, and because of the privacy of the nature, I can't really go into specifics, but I want you to start thinking for yourself about what would it be like if you could look at the words that you're thinking, the thoughts that you're thinking, and really examine them and decide for yourself if they hold any water or if they're kind of lame. And I don't mean that in a negative. I don't mean to shame anyone, because I didn't, when I looked at the words, I didn't shame myself anymore. I just was able to see that I was causing myself more anxiety than was necessary. That's the goal of looking at your thoughts, is living a life that's a little bit more in control, specifically of your thoughts. There's a lot we can't control. Most of the things we can't control, but we can control our thoughts, and our thoughts are incredibly powerful. And when you start to see how much control your thoughts have over you, it's life-changing, especially when you're able to examine them and decide whether or not they're actually true. Okay, that's all I'm going to talk about today. So your homework, should you choose to accept it, is to this week pay attention. And at first, feel your body. When your body has a weird moment, I want you to pay attention. Do you have words you use when you're feeling overwhelmed? Those are clues. Ask your friends, is there something I always say when I'm feeling a little overwhelmed? And then write it down or say it out loud so that you can take away the power of those thoughts and then examine them from there. Does that sound like a plan? All right, you've got this. I've got another episode that'll be coming up shortly, okay? Thanks, everybody. Happy New Year.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.